Hey, you guys, shut up. It's my turn. I told you, man, I rule. I rule with Pac-Man. I'm the Pac-Man fever. You guys are a couple of morons, all of you.
You don't rule jack, man. The only reason you're over here, because my mom said it was okay for you to sleep over. But you don't rule jack. It's my time on the game.
You know what? Shut up. You know what? I'm going to go make out with your mom. You're an idiot. I don't understand you, buddy. So you get so worked up. I'm the Pac-Man champ. Ever since we started these sleepovers and these tournaments via Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man.
Hey, bros. I think I just hacked into the school system, man. Cool.
Hurry up and go to jail and save us all time. Your criminal activity is beyond me.
You know what's cool about it? I'm going to change our grades. We're going to go from A's to D's. Cool.
Dude, that is so lame. I mean, dude. I don't understand why you are playing with the school grades. They are not for fun. They are to see if we are smart and we will achieve better things. As a matter of fact, it is my turn. Give me the damn remote, Dane.
I can never give understand that guy. Where's he from? Saul, where are you from? Speak English, bro.
I am from the motherland. You know, I am from Jerusalem. I've told you this many times. Why do you have to be such...
Freaking Sam Russian.
I should change your name to Butt, because when you open your mouth, crap falls out of it. I don't understand why, when I come to this country in second grade, I hang around with you bozos. You won't even go to college, none of you. You'll all stay at home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Shut up. That's so funny. I almost forgot to laugh.
Oh, you know what? Hurry up, man. Take your turn. Hurry up and lose. Boo. That's all I want to hear out of the three losers. Boo. That means your Pac-Man got dusted because you weren't fast enough to get around the whole perimeter without being eaten by the Ghouli Goblins, you fools.
Ghouli Goblins. Forget the stupid game. Don't you have, like, a real game, like Defender or Galaxian?
I've got some pornos in VCR. They're in the basement. I don't know if you guys could handle checking out some sweet porn.
Hey, guys, did you guys say corn? Because I want some chips.
Hey, I was with your mom last night at the Super A. Why do you have to talk about his mom? You're such a jackass. Grow up.
You want to talk about moms? You're so poor. I went to your house and I stepped on a cigarette butt. And your mom said, who turned off the heater? Got you. Moated, bro. Moated.
Oh, bro. He owns you, bro. He owns you like...
Ah, he toasted you. He toasted you.
I don't understand why you have to mock on me because I'm a different color. I come from a different place. You guys are nothing but a couple of douche rags. That's all you are, is douche rags.
Hey, bro, I wasn't making fun of you. I was making fun of that other guy right next to you.
Whatever, whatever. You know a douche rag. You know what a douche rag is? I don't know. I'll ask your mom. You know what, you jackasses? I think we ought to take this game and all go back to the 80s.
I think so, too.
One more time. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's okay. I got to go to work in the morning. You know, it's my birthday. I'll turn 47 tomorrow, but anyway.
Are we going to Hooters tomorrow for his 40th birthday? I think it's going to be a good time. Chicken legs and chips.
Sounds good to me.
They got the greatest wings at Hooters, plus they got the newest edition of Galaxian. I'm gone.
Oh, dude, I just want to see some boobies and some Defenders.
You are listening to the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. This is Toscano from Toscano and Chang. We are the show that is introducing the 80s to a whole new generation. We're reminiscing on the memories that made that generation the best decade ever. We're here every single Friday reminding you to like our Facebook page where you can drop us a note. Let us know what topics from the 80s you want to hear. And I also want to remind you guys to be a part of our Patreon page. You can go to patreon.com/backtothe80s. It really, really does help. We just ask that you subscribe to our show wherever you listen to us and leave us a comment on whatever platform because it does help out. Now, with me today, as he is every single Friday, is a man who has spent more time talking with Captain Morgan than he has when he was in the 80s with his high school teachers. He has been seen at Tasty Freeze riding his beach cruiser backwards at the drive-thru. We here at Back to the 80s call him the Chang.
That's right, and I'll bunny hop on your ass anytime. I can cruise and take a bruise on my bicycle because I love those fat bottom girls because I want to ride my bicycle. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. All my kids and kiddies, 80s babies, 80s ladies, and yes, you yourself and the guy and the girl sitting next to you. I want to give a warm welcome and a fond shout out to the most greatest Italian I've ever bestowed my eyes upon, except for the great Sylvester Stallone.
Chef Boyardee. Oh, okay, I thought you were
going
to say Chef Boyardee.
And the only Italian I love more than Chef Boyardee. I got to give it up to my right-hand man. This guy is the meatballs to my sauce. He is the fettuccine to the linguine. Tusky, it is so great to be here. First of all, Tusky, I want to tell you I'm glad you made a full recovery from your earlier this week kitchen catastrophe.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where you burned your foot to where it was almost looking like zombies, like you were melting, like you were in the Wizard of Ozzie and you were the bad witch and you were melting.
Is yeah, you know what? I got correct? Scalded. I got scalded with boiling.
You got scalded, baby.
Yeah, with boiling water. It was actually a stew that was boiling. And my German Shepherd crossed my path right in front as I was getting a ladle full. And I was just moving the stuff that's inside. And I wanted to avoid burning her right in the face. So I moved her with one hand. And with the other hand, I tipped it over on my left foot. And so the bubble came up on my foot. And it's going down now, so it feels much better. I can walk okay now, so we're doing good.
I want the audience to join us in a group high five and an applause for Toscano for thinking of the dog, saving the dog first, moving his precious dog, his other child, a family member, the protector, the loyal, loving dog, like the stuffed animal that has a thought process and some love and some hugs in it. And he took it for the team. He took it for the team. Give it up for Toscano, everybody. Let me hear you. Yes, louder, you sons of bitches. Give it up for him.
There we go.
I am glad you are here. And I every time I hear that story, I am truly moved. Moved.
Yeah, I literally, because it was going to fall right on her face because she looked at me. And if I wouldn't have moved her all that, I mean, we would have had to have put her down. Anyway, this is the one and only Back to the 80s. I do want to give you guys this very special shout-out if you're listening to us from around the world, everywhere from Israel to Pakistan to China to Japan and, Australia, Germany, Central America, Mexico, South America, Europe, every country in Europe. You know what? A special note here for everybody listening to us everybody listening to us from around the world, I want to just say thank you. And those people listening to us here in the United States, thank you for your support of Back to the 80s. We're going to be right back, so don't go away, because today we are talking about the gadgets that defined the 80s.
Ooh, fun time.
Welcome, 80s fans. I have been expecting you. You no longer need to listen to any other podcast. You want the 80s, don't you? The nostalgia is swelling in you now. Listen to Back to the 80s. Give in to nostalgia. With each passing moment, you make yourself more of an 80s fan. It is unavoidable. It is your destiny.
You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
You, like your childhood, are now mine.
We never stop.
Never stop.
Not even when it hurts.
Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt.
Non-stop unforgettable memories from the 80s.
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s. Chang here from Toscano and Chang. Tonight, we are diving into the topic of apparatuses, devices, some of the first gadgets that we all fell in love with that had a price to pay. Now, I remember the very first gadget that I was like totally juiced up on because I could take my rock and roll radio everywhere I went with those cheap looking tin type apparatus headphones, the Walkman. And I'll tell you, I didn't walk, I ran. So mine was like a musical box of the Ran Man with the Chang Man.
But you know what, Chang? Yes. So it took me a while to get a real good one. I had my parents always would buy me like the remember Thrifties had behind the counter.
I had to steal mine.
The cheap Emerson Walkmans. I got one of those for Christmas and it didn't last long, and I always wanted a Sony. But you guys got to remember, before the iPod of the early 2000s, before phones and streaming music that killed off an entire industry, the Walkman was the original must-have portable player.
Ghetto box on the go, my brother.
Yeah, and specifically the Sony Walkman. It was like no other. Everybody wanted one. I mean, you saw a Sony Walkman and you knew, because Sony back then was the king of electronics. They made quality products.
Everything, bro. And, you knew Sony was in your living room.
Yeah. Now, I want to remind everybody listening that you may not have your cassettes anymore. But
don't bring that up.
But for those that do, there's a great website. It's called Walkman. It's called Walkman-archive.com. It's called the Walkman Archive. And the guy who puts the Walkman Archive up, he is a DJ. He's called a tape jockey. You're gonna
Homeboy's a tapeworm. Guy's crawling onto my butt and he can't stop eating. I don't get it. He's just...
he's a tape jockey. He basically is a DJ.
Can't stop talking.
And he goes to parties and he gets hired and all he does is play music with his Walkmans. He's got a bunch of different Walkmans. And
the
quality, and I got to tell you something, man. The quality. See, one of the biggest issues that we had back then is our tape recorders sucked. Only the people that had a lot of money could afford these, you know, the big higher end, the Yamahas and the Nakamis. Yeah, well, you get it for free. However, there was a very expensive brand of cassette players called Nakamichi, the best of the best. And we're talking, they literally sound better than streaming music, even off of a cassette. Well, Walkmans were something that we all grew up either wanting or having. And I remember one of the movies that made the Walkman even more popular was Back to the Future. Remember when Marty's listening to Van Halen?
Yes.
Man, I always wanted that Iowa. Remember the brand Iowa? I always wanted
Iowa
Red Walkman.
Yeah, dude. I had an Iowa indoor stereo system. I had the turntable, the cassette player, the head. I had two old-fashioned Pioneer speakers that I got from the group, the Fred or Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
By
Fred. Do you remember when Pioneer was such an important brand?
Oh, dude. They were the kings, I think, of audio sound.
Yeah, and then...
Do you not agree?
I 100%. And then also, I'm going to mention a brand that made great products back then, really great products, especially in bigger stereo systems. They made great, great speakers, and that was the Fisher stereo system. Remember that? Fisher.
Oh, Fisher's. Fisher's were Fisher was pretty cool. You remember Jensen? Jensen was also pretty badass back then.
Yeah, I remember.
Fisher's were, Fishers are the second running. I mean, you know, if you could get some Fishers, you know, you'll be really badass if you take the next step up, you know, but
yeah. You want to hear a funny story? And if my best friend from high school, Mark Hernandez, is listening to the show, I'm going to tell you a little story, and I'll try to cut it down really short. But we had some people living in our garage that my mom rented out our garage to two young guys, and they had
that's Mexican now.
Yeah, yeah. So they had a whole bunch of stolen stuff in the garage, right? They had, we're talking the Fisher systems. They had Alpine stereos, everything.
Were these my primos? Were these my cousins?
Everything was in a bag. Anyway, long story short, I forgot the reason why, but we decided, my friend Mark, I mean, it's my house after all, right? So we decided, you know what? These guys don't deserve their equipment. I think there should be a break-in in the house.
So the Italian in you took over the Mexican side of you.
That's right.
That is
insanity. And so
gangster,
we kind of
get gangster.
You know, granted,
right,
we're like 14 or 15 years old, and we staged a break-in. The funny thing is, we left our den room window open. Yeah, nothing was broken because we didn't think that far ahead. So we just opened the window. And I remember taking all their stuff, and we jumped the wall to our house, and it led to the back of these apartments that were there, and we just left the stuff there for about a week, and then we eventually moved it to my friend's house, and I don't even remember what we did with it, but I forgot the reason. Something had happened, and we thought, you know what? They're undeserving of all that stolen stuff. We're just going to take it from them, Robin Hood style.
So that was like the Italian in you. Now I bet you made it up the wall with ease with your shark skin suit on. Correct?
Oh, no.
Were
no
you packing skin. A 45 when you started those types of practices?
My ninja skills took over.
My ninja.
So anyway, so
with
yeah.
Ninja?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Italian loafers? Forget about it. Hiya, mother.
Another one of the products that really defined the 80s was the first Motorola MicroTac brick phone. It was a flip phone. Remember the Motorola? Only the rich had it because it was staggering $3,000 to purchase back in the 80s. And remember cell phone service? And this is 1989. Okay, so this is the last year of the 80s. But before then, they had these big brick phones that came out.
Right.
And certain, you know, especially Mercedes would have the, you know, when they had that little coiled up black antenna in the back, they had a car phone. And car phones were literally connected. So you can't just steal a car phone. I mean, you could take it, but you have to cut wires because it was bolted onto the car.
Yeah.
And do you remember everybody used to complain, you know, it's great having a car phone, but they would charge like, you know, it was like $20 a minute or $11 a minute. It was something outrageous.
Yeah. I remember I would use my mom's car every now and then. My mom had a ride with a car phone, and I tried to call it to be all smooth. Yeah. Yeah. My mom, she fell into some decent living after her and my old man got divorced. My mom was a school teacher, so she kind of smoothed in, you know, to where she was doing all right for herself. And she hooked up with my stepdad, this cat, and he made pretty good bread. He was a plumbing inspector for the county. So their ride had a phone in it. So
nice.
It was kind of crazy. Bro.
Yeah, no,
and they went through that every 2 years. They got a new Cadillac.
Oh,
and I would
geez.
Be like, hey, you guys are Mexican. You're not Italian. What's up with these guys? You guys getting Cadillacs all the time.
No, we
you
would know? Only envy people with car phones. And we had no idea that, you know, even if we had a car phone, we wouldn't want to pay the bill.
I don't know. Who would want to pay that bill?
Heck
you know
no.
what I mean?
Yeah.
You try to call phone sex, you're out $200.
Speaking
can't
of
even
gadgets,
bust a nut and you're out of money.
Speaking of gadgets,
like
do you remember that whole period of the 80s when the 976 numbers came out and how?
Oh, do you remember those? Yes.
People were going after. There were marriages that got broken up because of that. There were parents, getting pissed off at their children because their children were calling. You know, the boys were calling these 976 numbers.
I remember
calling 976 numbers.
Oh, so did I, bro. Do you remember the commercials after Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
Or else after, what was the name of that show? Man, remember? remember it was the midnight special, you know, after the hours, then you got all kinds of those crazy hot chick commercials.
I got a little surprise for you. Take a listen to this.
You have one ready to go?
So what are you waiting for? An engraved invitation? If you're alone, lonely, or just plain bored, call 976-0690. People just like you and I are calling this very moment, and they're having fun. It's true. Call now and listen, and then join the fun conversations. 24 hours, $2 plus toll, if any. Come on. Call now. 976-0690. A full 3 minutes of fun conversation.
And that is, you know, the famous or infamous 976 decade. But check this out. One thing that I asked my dad for after watching Back to the Future in 1985, after watching Michael J. Fox or Marty McFly.
Marty McFly, my brother.
With his wonderful calculator watch. I bugged my dad to death, and I said, I want a calculator watch from Casio, because Casio made them.
Casio, they had the best watches, my brother.
And so my dad took me to Radio Shack and bought me my very first calculator watch. When I went to school the very next day, I was the coolest cat in the school. I mean, everybody wanted to see my calculator watch, and everybody said, oh, now you can cheat on math and, you know, stuff like that. Even my teacher said, that is a cool watch. I mean, anybody who had a calculator watch was cool. It was just bottom line was cool. Even if you didn't use it, because I think I would just use the calculator for fun or to
just to show off.
Or just to show off. I never actually used it.
I would have been using it and charging my fellow students up the ass cash for the answers. Give me a five ski. I'll get it. Well, there it is. 63, 63,
and
once, twice. Oh,
my mom was, she had her own gadgets. She had a.
Oh, really?
How did I fall into that one? I should know better. Holy smokes.
Tell you, man, I'm a Venus flytrap, baby.
She had a Polaroid Sun AF660.
Ooh,
so she
dude.
Had a Polaroid camera.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That came out. Remember, Polaroid were the ones that you inserted a cartridge inside. You pressed the button.
Yes, I remember that.
And it shot out the picture.
Yes.
And you had to wait. So everybody, you could see everybody.
You had to shake it. Remember,
you had to shake it like you're fanning yourself because
like
it's
you're fanning,
hot.
Like your old aunt. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, my God.
And then,
I can't stand
and then the,
it.
The funny thing is the picture would start kind of like dripping in colors and until it would finally come out and you realize, oh, now back then we thought, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. But now that I remember, pictures were pretty like dull and yellowish. I mean, they never came out nice and bright.
And then you had a lot of shadow in them too. So
depending
on how you were, the shadow in the picture was were you going to get a face shot? Maybe just a hair shot?
But you know what?
See
we
shit
didn't
under
care.
A tree.
I think, and you know what? That's actually the very first time that people started doing, I'm not going to say selfies, but, you know, the instant gratification of looking at your pictures.
Well, yeah, I remember that I used a Polaroid to take a picture of my junk and then show it to my buddies in a joke and said, here, son of a bitch. Yeah, that's right. Back to the 80s. We go all the way back. And don't worry, he's not going to cut that out because that's good comedy. Yeah, I'll tell you. Hey, Tusky, I'm gonna send you an email of my nuts, Bud and Weiser.
Oh, you just reminded me of the unknown comic.
It's good to be here. Just flew in from Las Vegas. Got sick and nobody knew it.
Bud Weiser. Hey, now you want to know something? I opened up for that guy at the Ice House in Pasadena during the first run where I really got lucky and I got noticed and they started putting me in with, you know, former well-known comedians.
Right.
And that dude was like so super cool. Hey, let me tell you.
You know how he comes out? Well, he used to come out with a paper bag over his head with
a
hole cut out, right?
Bro, that's genius.
I always pictured that under that bag, it was a guy that looked like Howard Stern in the 80s, you know, with curly hair, glasses, and a mustache.
Yeah. But he looked like a porn star.
Oh, you saw him? You saw him without the bag?
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember seeing him without the bag. I remember when I was a kid, I went to go see the taping of Make Me Laugh.
Oh, I remember the show,
you
yeah.
You have to understand, like, my old man was like, he opened up the floodgates. Do whatever you want to do as a comedian, because my old man saw that I was a little different than everybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I went to the taping of that show, and I got to see him there. I got to meet him, and then way later in the later years, I think I was 47 and I was doing stand-up comedy in LA, and I went and did a gig at the Ice House in Pasadena, right. And I opened up for him. Oh, and wow. I met Bruce Baum. You know what I'm saying? I met some pretty big Franklin N'Jai, you know, comedians back then. And, you know, back in the day, I met Jay Leno oh, man, the list could go on, you know, of who I met. Anyway, I opened up with this cat, dude, and he was as funny and as quick and as sharp and his same exact personality as he was when I seen him at the TV show taping, and I got to talk to him for a minute. He was exactly the same, dude.
Wow.
He was a badass. He was a badass, bro. Just a badass comedian. Just,
you know,
like,
one of these
hit
days
you in the face with one-liners.
And we promise you, everybody who's an 80s fan, we promise you that, you know, why don't we do this? How about next Friday? We promise the fans. Let's do it right now. Let's make this commitment with everybody. Next Friday, we go over 80s comedians and the comedy perfect, world though. Of the 80s. What do you think? Everybody like that?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah,
all right,
I think,
cool. Everybody likes that. All right.
Oh, dude, I mean, it's going to be insane. You got Bill Hicks. You got Sam Kinison, Andrew Dice Clay, Franklin N'Jai. I mean, oh, dude, that's a show I think me and you can do a couple of shows off of right there, bro.
Most likely.
I mean, you have everybody was rocking. Even Richard Pryor was a force. Eddie Murphy was a
You know what I think is better?
Force.
You know what I think is better? This Porn is back stars. To the this is back to the 80s. We're going to be right back.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful you could stand on your head and on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
You are listening to the one and only Back to the 80s radio show. I'm Toscano from Toscano and Chang. We're talking about the gadgets that define the 80s. And we talked about, very briefly, we talked about the Polaroid cameras. We talked about... what else did we talk about, Chang? Oh, yeah. We talked about the cell phones. We talked about the Casio watch and the Walkman.
Yes.
But now.
Speakers, stereo systems. Come on, Toscano. Keep up with us.
You got to remember, one of the things that defined the 80s was the Nintendo video game system.
The challenge is Metroid. The power is Nintendo. Defend the planet Zebus against the evil Mother Brain. It's survival or destruction. Do battle or die. Metroid, only from Nintendo. Play Rad Racer. Play with power. It's turbo speed in 3D. It's treacherous tracks, hot cars, hairpin turns. One mistake and you'll roll. Rad Racer, only from Nintendo. Now. You're playing with power.
You know, looking at that today, look, today in 2021, we are leagues ahead. I mean, the gaming world is
leagues.
Look, the gaming world makes more money today than Hollywood does. Nobody ever thought that was possible.
But look at some of the artistry, bro.
It's absolutely phenomenal. However, even though the gaming industry looks better today, 100%, right. This is not an argument.
No.
But the nostalgic experiences, those experiences that defined us when we were growing up,
okay.
The Nintendo system captured like no other system did. Nintendo and ColecoVision, you got to remember this. Remember ColecoVision?
Yes, ColecoVision.
And there was even Vortex, another box. And they captured They captured the spirit of the arcades.
Yes, I agree.
And I mean, when those came out, you were home, you were going, I actually have an arcade at my house. Well, once again, I am bitter about it because my mom never allowed me to have any of those systems.
So let me elaborate on this. So you're talking the sounds. Remember the music that would come out on the video game, the characters, the way it looked, the beginning when you start a game, the same kind of carnival-ish look and appeal. And animation as when you're in the video game, correct? Remember how you would turn on, like when you turn on Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And it goes through the whole scenario of the beginning of the game and the characters and the rundown on the screen and then the press start. I know exactly, right? That's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
That's, I know exactly
and,
what
and
you mean.
And it brought bro. These arcade games.
The inner
games.
Feeling of it.
Yes.
Exactly. You take it home.
Yeah.
Now this becomes permanent. This becomes solitude. This becomes entertainment. And you don't have to leave the house. Now you can indulge in other things and have people at your house to do what you want to do.
Right.
Whether you're partaking right. in illegal activity, good, fun, wholesome activity.
Why do you have to turn everything into
together,
an illegal
having,
activity?
Or well, I'm just pointing out the different things that people could do with that type of entertainment.
Yeah, no,
now, Toscano, please.
Why can't it be like doing nice,
your mind's
wholesome
in the
stuff?
Gutter.
Yeah, you could have said, out of all the things you could have said, nice, wholesome stuff with the family, you went directly to the illegal activity.
Huh. Well, you didn't let me finish.
I'm afraid what it's like when you finish.
Quickly, you went into the Mr. Hand position.
Exactly.
Is it this all time, Mr. Hand, where I can say what I need to say? And I was going to refer to, there's other activities you can do beside illegal activities
you
have. Yes, you can be the host of family parties now. Hey, it's Josh's birthday. Let's get together at my house and we can play games.
Right.
And then we can hit the keg.
That's
great.
Right.
No one drives. Everybody's keys goes in a basket and Roger will put garage and we just get in our jammies. We get inebriated and I could kick everyone's ass at Donkey Kong. You see where I was going with that? Wholesome family fun.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Kids, you're 17 and you're going to get loaded. Get loaded at home and play the same video games me and your mom bought you.
Yeah, but
for
definitely.
Love of God.
Look, you know, what that brought to us was an unforgettable experience. And, you know, video games today, I mean, without comparing them, but video games today and the kids of today playing the video games, they are not experiencing something that we did. For example, going to arcades and bringing it home. They will never know what that is. So
brother,
all they have is...
Preach on, brother.
All
preach
they
on.
Have is just something that looks kind of real. And they play a little competition against other people, you know, across the internet. And that's pretty much it. And then it's just repetitive. It's over and over and over again.
Now, let me continue with your rant. You sound like an angry father, and I applaud you because I'm angry like that also. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, now the graphics, like you pointed out, bro, they're insane. Are you not agreeing with
the
graphics
today?
Of today's gaming?
No, like I said, I would never compare the graphics today.
I'm sure you watch your kids play. You can get enthralled to watch your kids play, and you think you're actually watching a freaking movie, but it's your kid playing a game.
Right.
And then when your kid gets wiped out, you're like, what happened? What happened? I got shot. You dumbass.
Yeah.
What are you? What's the matter with you getting shot?
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a different world.
Crawling.
It's great. Right. But it's not filling me with an experience. And you know what? And that's just.
I agree with you because this is the thing. I think you'll agree. The difference is headphones. And mouthpiece. The new kids on the block, they suck. I thought they were weak. No. Anyway, the newer. Yeah, do it, bro. Bump, 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 boy bands. That's just good. Good God. Boy bands has got sick, deviant little bastards all over it. I mean, the sickness of some of these people that work at Disney. Anyway. Back to what I was talking about. I gotta stab somebody. Like I was saying, the difference is they have headsets and microphones to where the newer generation of kids, they can get into gaming, but they're talking to people way across the lands via that. In our era, what you're just talking about, that intense feeling you're getting is the human contact that you have to play with somebody at your own discrepancy, at your own home. How many people can you invite? It's that physical right there in your face interaction with other people right then and there, as opposed to nowadays to where they can talk to 500 dudes or 50 other dudes all across the globe, but they're not in the same room getting that real physical energy, right?
Right. They don't know anybody. Yeah. They don't know anybody. No. They have no friendship with those people. And they can be total loners in their own bedroom for weeks, you know?
Yes. And the bad thing, And that opens up all kinds of catastrophe, brother. That's how you get sex trafficking. That's how you get kids molested, kids running away on a dream and getting lost. That's how kids are growing up too fast because you don't know who's on the other
line.
And
depression,
man.
Anxiety, all these kids.
Anxiety because they don't know how to deal with people. There's a couple of people out there that I was going to say, I'm sure you agree upon, that can sound like they're the same level as our kids, correct? But they could be as old as us. And we don't know what they're doing all about. You know what I'm saying? So it's
absolutely.
It's just I agree with you totally, bro. What word am I looking at? The innocence of what you're talking about in comparison to what we are diving into now is totally different. It's the innocence, correct, my brother?
Correct. And we became one with the actual game rather than become one with the middleman. In this case, today, they are one addiction with the internet. There is no interpersonal skills. There's no interpersonal relationships. Right. It's just, you know what? It's just like talking to a robot on the other side.
Yes. Let me ask you this real quick, bro. Do you think that gaming nowadays for the new generation is a form of addiction?
100%.
As opposed to our generation to where it was excitement, a getaway, type of a socialized kind of fun.
Entertainment.
To where
right?
Now, entertainment, right? Back then with what we're talking about into nowadays, do you think that gaming now to some of our youth is an addiction?
No, it's 100% an addiction. And it's different to an addiction that some teens had of going to the arcade back then. A different kind of an addiction.
Right.
This addiction is dangerous. The one that we have today is dangerous because the teen relies on a connection, an online connection so that teen can be happy. You've seen these kids.
Oh, yeah, dude.
When their video games are taken away. You've seen these kids when they lose in a video game, they destroy their computers, their monitors.
Yes.
They destroy their controllers. I mean, anyway, we're off on a total rant here, but we're talking about gadgets of the 80s. And another one of the gadgets, and I got to get off the subject, but and we'll talk about this even more brief, but VHS players, VHS players and Betamax players, we loved them. Bottom line is we loved them.
Cassette decks.
Yeah, it loved them. And you know what? If you look behind me, and I know everybody can't, but I've got a cassette deck right here behind me.
Nice.
I've got a handful of cassettes.
Oh yeah, maybe. Look at that.
You know,
mixtape. The first thing I see is mixtape, and you know, the first thing I want to do is I want to crank on some Madness.
What about that?
Oh, that's a good one right there, bro. You too, bro.
Yeah, and so we had. Look, even the gadgets that we had, VHS, Betamax, the cassette players, the turntables.
Right.
All of these gadgets, the Game Boys, okay?
Right. Don't forget the Game Boy. Remember the electronic Game Boy.
Oh, my
football,
gosh, that football,
basketball.
Man. That football
just
one.
Just little
the
lines.
The baseball one.
The baseball one was insane. Remember how all the lights would go around every time you took a swing?
And
the nostalgia of that, bro. That
I'm even going to mention one more thing that this generation knows nothing about. I mean, this one, period. They don't know nothing about this. But music players, okay, unlike streaming, everything's on a phone now, was much more bolder. It was in your face. And they were battery-powered behemoths called boom boxes.
Yes.
You know, all these things that we just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah.
All these things, man, all these gadgets that defined the 80s, that defined us, with one word, bro. It was an experience.
Yes.
That's all it was.
Now, I remember my buddy, my best friend, Ramey Barraza, God rest his soul. He had this outrageous boombox, bro. And me and this cat, we used to borrow my sister's Maverick. You remember what a Maverick looked like?
My dad
me
had
and him would
hideous.
Borrow the Maverick off my sister. And all we would do is like give him some Bud, and get him some pizza, her and my brother-in-law at the time, right? And me and my buddy would borrow this Maverick. We'd take it at my sister's, and then we'd roll it down on my pad, right? And then we would take the hubcaps off. And then we would put a different type of hubcap that made it look like it was racy. Okay. Now stay yeah. with me, bro. Now this thing only had an AM FM radio with maybe just the two door speakers.
Yeah.
And it had an 8-track, bro. This is the '80s, but it had an 8-track. Right. Well, we're not going to be playing the Cars all freaking night or the Carpenters because we're not going to go Earth, Wind and Fire. No way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Me and my buddy were some little rocker dudes. So what we used to do is my buddy would, we would deck this thing out at my pad, and we would throw an Iron Maiden banner across the back seat. We yeah. would throw a Black Sabbath Heaven and Hell banner on the back window, but yet you could still see, you know, the Cars and the movement behind you.
Right.
It was black. We would go to his pad up the street and we would get his boombox. We would carry it to the car. Okay. Then we would go to the liquor store that I worked at and we would buy 12 big ass batteries, pop those things in there. Then yeah. we would always get two sets of that many batteries. So we had a grip of batteries in the backseat. And me and this cat would roll to Hollywood every Friday or Saturday night when me and him could get this car. And I'm talking, dude, me and him were like maybe what, 17, 18, because this is not long before he passed away.
Right.
And we would just roll, bro, and just be cranking metal. And the boombox was so loud, you thought that there was a system in this Maverick, bro. But it was just two long-haired dudes bumping a boombox cassette up, bro. Those were the days, dude. The days that you can't bring back. You know what I mean? I would love to take my kids in the same scenario, or anybody's kid, take them for a roll down and go down a street that's got some kind of a heritage to it in the middle of the night when the lights and the you can smell the lights. You could smell the smell of the streets, the burger stands, the cigarettes that people are smoking on the side of the road. You know, the sounds of every now and then you cruise by a bar and you hear disco music or you hear hip hop or you hear metal, you know, and you just like go right back and take people back cruising down the boulevard, dude, with a boombox, a freaking boombox.
Yeah, it's once again, and I will never get tired of saying that word. What we had that brings that smile to our face even today is that experience.
Yes.
It was that moment that was caught in time that we were trying out things for the very first time. Because before that, we didn't have anything, right?
No. You were breakdancing back then, right, bro? What I'm talking about, the boombox.
Very early 80s. I asked my parents for a boombox. That they did let me have. I had a turntable.
You had a home stereo. You're walking around on the street. No wonder you're a crazy head. You probably had a shark skin suit, a 45, a boombox, an Adidas jumpsuit so you could do some breakdancing. You were a badass little dude, huh, bro.
Yeah, my
Eric Estrada hair.
My breakdancing name was Little Jammer.
No, don't.
And I wore my blue parachute pants with chrome buttons.
You know
when
I
used to unbutton them,
don't tell
my
me.
Pants used to become parachutes.
Oh, I remember those, brother. What color was on the inseam?
Black. Oh, on the inside, it was black, and they were like electric blue on the outside.
Very Michael Jackson Prince-ish. Yeah.
And I used to wear these my kung fu shoes because they were nice and slippery.
Yes, I had several pairs of those, bro. Oh, yeah, my Bruce Lee shoes, bro.
Used to buy them in Chinatown,
dude. Yeah, did you know?
Plastic wrapper.
Go down right there by right past Olvera Street.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of shops, a couple of blocks up after a couple of eateries, and you go get your little Chinese shoes. They had them on a black rack outside, and you could get like two pairs for a certain price.
Exactly.
Oh, the good old days, Daniel. The very good days, Mario-san. Yes.
Of course. Now, here's another one for you. Now, you got to remember that these days we can stream endless TV shows and films on the internet.
Endless.
Right? Endless. Literally, it's endless. Right. We don't need
endless.
The days of those big.
There's no stopping.
Do you remember
us.
When a house had satellite TV? Everybody thought that they were. They were the boss. I mean, they were the bomb because they had this humongous satellite dish the size of half of their backyard.
Yeah.
And
looked like they were looking for E.T.
Right.
Bung home.
We had the opportunity in 1982 when, once again, the king of electronics, Sony, launched in 1984 So in 1982 in Japan, 1984 in North America and Europe, they launched the Sony Watchmen. Do you remember the Sony Watchmen?
Yes. Yes. Okay?
Not Walkman, but the Sony Watchmen. It was basically a 5 centimeter. It's about an inch, right? Something like that. It was a little color LCD display, a TV. It was a TV. The original one that came out, of course, was black and white, but they did have color. And when somebody, but man, if somebody had one of these, you knew that they were rich, and they just could have anything they wanted. And to us, being able to watch TV like in the car, that was a dream come true. Now, this next gadget that I want to mention, Chang, I know for a fact, I'm going to bet you never had one of these gadgets. In 1983, people that wanted Swiss watches were finally able to obtain the most famous Swiss watch of them all. Of course, it was plastic and very colorful. The Swatch was born.
You had a Swatch. Now, I had a Seiko, because I would say never, hell no to a Seiko.
You had, I am, so. Yeah. I was able to get a Swatch, but the interesting thing is that, of course, everybody that wanted a Swatch wanted it because of their own very special characteristic and the colorful. Right. I got an all-black one. So mine was all.
Now, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. Yeah. I would go. You go all bold and colorful. Hey, you like Boy George? As a matter of fact, I do. Screw you.
But now, I'll tell you what. Skip now, I'm on the market. I'm in the market for a Swatch watch, a colorful one, as a matter of fact.
Really?
So one of these days, Chang and I
are you
will
looking
be,
for vivid color? Yeah, or no. Multicolor, or do you want just one bold color?
No. I'm looking for literally a Swatch from the 80s, just that has not been unpacked. And Chang and I will be sporting a watch from the 80s. Now, maybe it's not a Swatch. Maybe it'll be a calculator watch. But I guarantee you, we're going to take a picture of our watches, and we're going to send them out on our social media.
What if I just go to my old jewelry box and pull out my chrome-plated Seiko watch?
No, that's not going to work.
Seiko,
it wasn't exciting.
Because it matched my leather apparatuses that I used to wear on my wrist, like Rob Halford with the studs. So I always had to go with a kind of a chrome
your chaps
watch, and I would put it in between my leather. That way, looked tough, but I knew that I was on time. Ooh, I may get grounded after I'm in the pit for a while. I gotta make sure I stay sober from now on, or they'll know I'm wasted. That's when the watch came in handy. Yeah, metal watch. But you know what? No, we'll get some Swatches.
Well, it's either Swatch
or Robin Williams on your
look,
ass.
Either Swatch or calculator watch. We'll see what we can find here on Back to the 80s Radio. And
that's not my
what
style.
We're going to do is we're going to be able to give them away to our greatest fans here. So we'll see. We'll pick a fan.
We'll sign those, correct?
We'll sign them on the back somewhere.
Invisible ink.
Invisible ink. And we'll send them out to you. So stay tuned for that. We got to get the watches first.
Right. We'll mime sign them.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s. Stay tuned, because we are on the last stretch.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
This is Back to the 80s Radio, and it's the time of the show when we talk about what made us angry back in the 80s. But in honor of the most wondrous Chang, we've now dubbed them Changries. So Chang, what made you Changry back in the 80s?
You know what made me Changry back in the 80s is we talk about our devices. Remember I said that I am the Chang and I had a Runman, not a Walkman,
yes.
Correct? Can we go back, rewind, put that back on tape? You know what got me changry about my Runman? When I would get so freaking excited, I would pull the headphone wire out of my box and I would lose everything and the momentum of my mood would go away for several seconds. You know what got me changry? back in the 80s with my devices when I would lose
what?
The last version of electronic football. You know what got me jangling back in the 80s with some of my apparatuses and my games? When I would suck hairy balls at Pac-Man and lose three men within 2 minutes. You know what gets me jangry about back in the 80s with my apparatuses? When I'm on a kick-ass spree and the battery goes out. You know what got me jangry back in the 80s about my devices? When my calculator watch would stop working in the middle of an algebra test. You know what got me jangry back in the 80s with my devices? When that would happen to my porno.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been this week's Changries. If you have something that made you angry or changry in the 80s and you'd like to share that with everybody else, go ahead and send us your changry through our Facebook page, and we'll be more than glad to read them here live on the air for you. So if you just joined us, we're here at the home stretch and we're talking about gadgets of the 80s. What are some of the gadgets that made you nostalgic from back then? What are some of the gadgets that made you appreciate what you had more? What are some of those gadgets that gave you that experience like no other gadget today can give you? You know, Cheng, it's funny because I know we have in our hands. I mean, we're living for 80s kids, okay? Not for the kids of this generation, but for 80s kids.
Right.
We're living in a dream, a technological dream generation. Because everything that we ever dreamed of in movies, that we saw in movies, from way back in the 70s, if you watch Star Trek, communicating through a watch, through holograms in the movie Star Wars, and talking through a little device. I remember when AT&T came out with a picture phone that nobody bought, by the way. It never went anywhere because you had to have two picture phones, you know, in order for it to work.
For that to work. Yeah, it was like walkie-talkies.
You had to have two. So nowadays, all us 80s kids are able to have an entire mega computer in our hands with our phones.
In our hand at all, any given time.
Literally.
Control at its
literally,
finest.
We can do, technologically speaking, we can do almost anything we want.
You know, Toscano, the really quick before, don't lose track. You have to keep talking. The sad and the funny thing, it controls our cerebral and our subconscious mind at the same time, to where it is an addicting type of drug that we naturally have to go to for every portion of our lives.
No, and I was going to say, and although we live in this era that for us is a dream come true, we thought when we were kids and when we were teenagers back in the 80s, we thought that living in an age where all this convenience would be at our fingertips, we thought that it was going to be, that life was going to be better, period. And you know what? Now I realize.
Yes, exactly.
I realize wholeheartedly that we would be so much better off as a society. Our kids would be better mentally. Our government would be better if we would if we would not have these darn things. I mean, there are people, check
you
this
know
out.
What?
There
yes.
are people, and I don't know, I don't believe you're like this. I know I'm certainly not. I mean, I have a hard time with social media as it is. Yes, of course. You know, we're not being hypocrites here. We do use our phones. Of course we do. How else?
I get to watch all my sports teams way in the hell
how
we're on
that.
How
else would we bring you back to the 80s if we didn't use technology, right? So, but social media, take it for example. I only do the back to the 80s. I don't even do my own Facebook. You know, I don't keep up with my own Facebook. So it's interesting that the phones came to not help us in a way. It came to give us a boost in convenience. However, when it comes down to what it really has done to us, it has produced a whole new generation of zombies, real life zombies. This generation has become a generation of zombies where this phone is more important to a lot of people than even their family. I mean, people are taking their phones to the bathroom, really? I mean, they cannot put the phone down. If they don't, you know, when they go eat, what do they do with their phones? You'll see their phone on the table. Why is the phone on the damn table? It doesn't belong.
Because there might be a Dodger or a Laker game or a Ram game. Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
And people say this all the time. Well, I may get a message. First of all, the message can wait no matter how much of an emergency it is. When you're eating with a family, your family should be first. And I'm sorry if you're,
I agree with you.
You know, I'm sorry out there for the families that don't eat together anymore. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's a dynasty, you know, we see.
We'll definitely talk about that on another show. But this phone is a blessing and it's a bigger curse. It's a bigger curse than it is a blessing, because convenience has now become, and I'm going to go out there on a limb to say the following, and a lot of people won't like this. I don't care. The phone has not only become the number one thing in our life, it has become an idol, a thing of worship to many. It's become a god to many, and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
What happens? When people forget their phones at home and they can't go into panic? You know, and you can't go back for your phone because you're already too far on wherever it is that you're going. And and imagine this: imagine you forget your phone and you're going to work. How does that make you feel?
And you break down.
People break down. Yeah.
And you break down. You know, you bring up a good point. And let me add to this as you're going on. And that's why we don't have pay phones anymore, because everybody is self-reliant on a phone. So if you break down and you don't have your phone, I'm guilty of this. I don't remember a lot of people's numbers like I used to, especially because I am getting older. And I did smoke a lot of weed back in the 80s, so I probably don't remember people's numbers, or maybe I don't give a shit about their numbers. Either way, I'm telling you, if I forget my phone and I break down, I'm up Schitt's Creek because I don't have a contact to call. And I agree everything that you're saying, but we have become slaves to our device.
And that's a great word.
Correct?
Because it's true. We are slaves.
Yeah, brother.
And I hate to admit it. I really do. But I have become a slave. Now, granted, I don't make a habit of taking my phone to the bathroom. Cheers. And I try to make it a habit.
But that's when I discuss K-hits with you a lot of my times in the restroom, because I know if I have to go do something and you text me, it's got to do something with business.
And I also try to make it.
Thank you for that.
And I try to make it a non-habit of taking my phone. You know, we have a rule with the family. When we're eating at the table, there's no phones. Period. When we're at a restaurant,
that rule all the way.
We don't. The phones are put away. It's time for.
You're at a funeral.
Well,
no phone.
When we're at a funeral,
don't be taking selfies with a casket. No, what the hell's wrong with you?
And what is
wrong?
You know, as George Carlin said, "What the heck is it with people and selfies? What you is it? Did you just forget what you looked like half a second ago? That you have to look at that moment." You know, people have stopped enjoying making memories because they rather make a picture than a memory.
Yeah, I've sent you many a selfies of me doing the work that I do during the day and asking you, please, Lord, shine upon us so I can go into radio full time and get rid of this tool bag and get off of a two-story lift to where everyone looks like they're only 3 inches tall. Thank you.
But anyway, I have the biggest gripe against cell phone and technology of today. Like I said, it's a blessing. And
now, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But here is the positive from a husband's point of view. Wait a minute.
Let's keep track of your wife.
Here we go. Okay. Yeah.
your cell phone. Surveilled.
If your wife is talking way too much than you want to take in at the particular moment, you pretend someone is calling you on a business call or a business text. If your wife is angered or you feel like getting away from listening to her rhetoric at the table, you can easily go on to your sports network and watch some scores or possibly your favorite team.
Well, like
sometimes
I said,
you may need to go to the restroom in the middle of the night, but you are watching a Laker game. So you have to take the Laker game with you. Do you see the positives of having a device at certain times?
Once again, I will agree. It is very convenient. It is a blessing. I think for me, in my opinion, it is a bigger curse than it is a blessing. Has it not helped people?
Yes, of course it has.
Of course it's helped people. You know, who doesn't love that instead of breaking out a Thomas guide or a big gigantic map, who doesn't like just typing in an address and the phone takes you and talks
to
you?
I disagree with you. GPS is not always correct. Sometimes you feel like going, Sylvia, you dumb witch, you're giving me directions to another area in another state. I am going to throw this phone outside because I have insurance, Sylvia, where I would rather bust out. Now, I'm old school.
Sylvia.
I name all my my devices with female names, Sylvia. It's just sexier. You can get angry at the receptionist. Sylvia, where are my files? Right. God damn it. Sylvia, that is the wrong location. We're not in Missouri, Sylvia. You know, you just got to give them a name, personal name. That way, when you're in the car and you're yelling at your GPS device like I do, people actually think you're on a conference call, Toscano. Stay with me. It's always acting first. They have no idea I'm yelling at the GPS girl that I gave a fake name to, Sylvia. They think I'm yelling at Stacy, who is really probably my personal assistant, who didn't carry out getting me the red cherries instead of the blueberries. You know, something of that magnitude.
Of course.
See, you took me all off balance, as I was stating.
No, I
do agree with you on your stand against technology and the cell phone. I agree with you on so many levels of what you said, probably all of them. But I will stand
now,
as
once
a liberal
again, I just want to clear up
to where there's certain things that are nice about the devices. That's all I'm saying. Nice.
Of course. Well, once again, I didn't say there wasn't. You know, there wasn't. I'm not saying that the phone is horrible. Totally.
I mean,
the
this
opposite.
Show dedicated to our phones. Improv scripting.
Right. However,
writing.
I am telling you this though, that we the people, not the electronics,
in order
the people
to form a more perfect
have
union.
We are the ones that have made these devices, you know, where we can't live without them. We're the ones who are, we've made them our little tiny gods that we can fit in our own little pocket. And if they're missing from our lives, shoot, some people would rather go back for their phone than go back for their kid.
You know what, though, brother? The technology of today is very self exploiting of oneself with selfies wherever they're at, their vehicle, their meal, their clothing, who they're with. Now, some of them, it's good to see. It's cool. Right on. You're having a good time. But in a way, it's everybody's personal way of becoming famous for that one inclination of time, no matter how many followers or friends you have. So it's kind of being accepted, being put out there, inhibited for all to see within your own social profiling. So technology is the work of the demons, but also the work of one's personal gain to promote themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day, look, the way I see it, nobody cares. I mean, people think, oh, I'm going to take the selfie and post it because people want to see. Look, nobody cares. Nobody cares to see what you ate.
Right.
Nobody cares to see your feet hanging out on the beach. Look, you care, and that's fine, right? That's okay for you. But I have the biggest thing against selfies. I hate selfies. And look, I like taking pictures once in a while, but there's people that take so many pictures, many pictures that I know. Well, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to give away what or who I'm talking about, but there's people who don't even let their family breathe when they go out. And their family is going to end up hating them because, you know, you want to enjoy where you go. But if every step you're going to take a picture because now you're at a different corner, you're at a different scene, there's a different thing in front of you, and you got to take a picture. I mean, give me a break. I mean, no, it's just, you know what? It's not me. Anyway, this has been the one and only Back to the 80s Radio Show. I'm Toscano, and I just want to wish you guys a great and happy week. Join us again next Friday as we are going to be talking about comedy, comedy clubs, the comedy scene, the comedy world of the 1980s. And in the meantime, I want you to be safe. Do what you got to do to keep everybody around you and your loved ones safe. Take care and happy Friday.
Hey, before I release you to another Changtastic weekend, this is a Chang saying goodbye. Remember to stay lifted and gifted out there. Remember, stay you, stay up, stand for something bigger than yourself, and always get each other's back. So until the next time that we meet for some more stupidity or conversation, y'all be you, you be cool. So hasta la vista, sayonara, hasta mañana, hasta luego, adios, arrivederci. And to all my homies and homettes in the barrio, órale. Take me back.